I now request Sri Shankar to kindly deliver the inaugural address.
சங்கரம் சங்கராச்சாரியம் கேசவம் பாதராயணம் சூத்ரபாஷ கிருதம் வந்தே பகவந்தோ புனப்புன சதாசிவசமாரம்பாம் சங்கராச்சாரிய மத்தியமாம் அஸ்மதாச்சாரிய பர்யந்தாம் வந்தே குரு பரம்பராம். எந்தரோ மகானுபாவுக்கு அந்திரிக்கு வந்தனமு. டு ஆல் த மகான்ஸ் வேர் எவர் தேர் ரெஸ்பான்ஸ் விச் எவர் பார்ட் ஆஃப் த குளோப் தே ஆர் ஐ போ டு திம் ஆஸ் ஐ கமன்ஸ் மை அட்ரஸ் டுடே. It gives me great pleasure to associate myself with this pleasant and solemn function organized this morning to commemorate the Sadabhishekam of Pujya Swami Dayanand Saraswati Ji. This is the culmination day of the 3-day-long festival that commenced on the 20th of July 2011. The day is indeed special because today is the Janmanakshatra day of Swamiji, and in a sense, he would have completed 80 years yesterday and commence a new journey of life at 81. The Lord Himself says, Nityannadata Tarunagni Othi Masopavasi Patipradashi Vedanta Vittu Sahasra Chandradarshi Shata Vandaniyaha Mama Jeevaloke. Even the Lord worships human beings. There are 6 categories of people whom the Lord worships. From a double graduate that the Swamiji was, Nityannadata and Vedanta Vittu, today he becomes a triple graduate of one more being added to the qualification that he has that makes the Lord Himself worship him, and that is Sahasra Chandra Darshi, one who has seen 1,000 celestial moons in his life. And like the celestial moon that dispels darkness all over, Pujya Swamiji continues his life journey spreading goodwill and compassion all around. Like the lighthouse that beats no drum and sounds no gong, and yet to the mariner in the distant sea experiences friendly light, so too is our Swamiji. Silent as he is, there are no trumpets here, he keeps his life mission going of enriching our lives. With countless number of Shishyavargas, devotees, the lay listeners, all having come over here today, assembled as we are to celebrate his Sadabhishekam, it is indeed an occasion for joy, mirth and glee, and of nostalgia down the memory lane as to how an ordinary boy from a distant village in Manjakudi has transformed himself into a teacher extraordinary, one who has contributed to the preservation, the protection and the perpetuation of the great virasat of this land, namely its culture. It's time for us to thank the good Lord for having made this day possible. Isha Upanishad says, Yasya Vasyam Idam Sarvam Yat Kanchani Jagatyam Jagat. Whatever happens, wherever happens, wherever it permeates, it is the same divine force that does it. It is the same divine force that has made this day also possible. What is there in 80 years? Is eclipse of time, which is a monitor of moment of passage of time, an occasion for people to celebrate? Modern medicines have elongated lifespan of people. All beings, animals including men, today have a larger lifespan than what they had a century before. So do we celebrate just the passage of time? It is just not in the number of years you live, but how well you live that will make the difference. Raja Bhartahari says in his Subhashita, Parivitini samsare mrtakovana jayate sajataha yasya jate na yati vamsham samanditam. In this transient world, who can escape the cycle of birth and death? But that life is worthwhile, which works for the upliftment of humanity as a whole. By any standards of evaluation, all these 80 years, and more importantly, those 60 years, as an adult, he has spent all his 6 decades in the cause of humankind. It is just not It is therefore not the 80 years that we are celebrating, but we are celebrating the life and times of the Swamiji, of the precepts and the practices that he has given to us, of the glory of this land that he has visited before us and given to us, that we are celebrating today. This blessed land of ours, this ancient land of ours, has an history that spans several millennia. Westerners have always wondered as to what is it that has kept this nation united when they see fissiparous tendencies having gained currency all over the world. Balkanization in Russia or even in the European Federation have taken place, and why is it this country stands united despite the diversity of its culture? We have 18 major languages in this country, 1600 minor languages and dialects in this country, 6400 castes and subcastes, 52 tribes in this country, 6 major ethnic groups form part of this country. There are 29 states. I don't know whether anything has been added yesterday. 7 union territories, all fused and rolled into one, called as Bharat, Hindustan or India. Mark Twain calls it as the cradle of human civilization, the birthplace of human speech, the mother of history, the grandmother of tradition, and the great-grandmother of legend. If there is singularly one cause that has kept this nation united, solidified all that culture that it has, it is the saints and the savants and the acharyas, the teachers, call them by any name, who have descended onto this part of the globe at various points of time in history. They have added to the reservoir of goodness of this land and stamped infinity on the thought and process of this blessed land of ours. Pujya Swamiji has been one of the foremost thinkers. In fact, he is a thinker ahead of his time. A teacher of Vedanta, he has brought the essence of life to all of us over the last 6 decades. Sensitive to the cultural diversity of this nation, Swamiji appreciates and understands the social, the political, the psychological, the economic impact that it has on people, and helps us through his address to comprehend these situations very effectively in life. The shining examples of his contribution to the cause of Vedanta are the 2 foremost centers of learning in this country, be it at Anakati or Rishikesh, or far in the Pennsylvania, far away from this land of ours. These are shining examples of his abiding commitment to the cause of this country and of the great blessed tradition and treasures of this land. But singularly, the greatest contribution of the Swamiji is not in relation to the teaching that he has done, the way he has packaged his teaching, the way he had brought that course in Vedanta and Sanskrit over that 3-year schedule. Countless number have passed out of the portals of those institutions of his and are teachers in their own right. Yesterday we heard the speaker saying Adi Shankara could create only 4 shishyas. Pujya Swamiji has created 400 shishyas over his time. The hallmark of a good teacher is not just to teach, not just to transfer to posterity all that he has gained from the previous generation. It is to ensure that during his own generation, not only does he transfer all that he has acquired from the previous generation, but to ensure that the glory of whatever he has acquired reaches its crescendo during his own times and adds more to what he received, so that the subsequent generation will take it to posterity with greater impact and vigor. And that is the true character of a good teacher, and that's what Pujya Swamiji has been. There are countless number of teachers of Vedanta in this country. I tell you, there is no rationing. As of now, no legislation has come to restrict the number of saffron robes that can be worn in this country. There are enough number of people who package Vedanta in their own way, as attractive as it can be, so that they can draw the flock to there. But Pujya Swamiji is quite different. Ekaschandratamohanti nacha tasa ganani cha. There are countless number of stars in the sky, but these galaxies do not dispel the darkness, but that single moon dispels the darkness. Like the single moon that dispels the darkness, Pujya Swamiji has been radiating his blessings all around and removing that ignorance that is there in our life. On an occasion as joyous and happy as this, What is it that we can ask of him? Material wealth, commercial interest. I think there are better places where we can go and ask. We may not get there, we may still get it here, but not worth asking a Pooja Swamiji on an happy occasion like this. What is it that we can ask of him? Adi Shankara himself says this when he says, praying to Lord Shambhu, Tava Bhatambujam Bhakti Mevadehi. Don't give me anything else. I don't need anything else. In fact, in the Ananda Lahiri, there are several steps. Ultimately, comes to this last line and says, give me only bhakti at your lotus feet. And I know full well, if I were to get that Shraddha and bhakti, it will either dissolve all those needs that I want, or it will ensure that I get all those wants that I need. On this occasion, what else can we pray except to ask of him, give us that bhakti. And what type of bhakti? Not a bhakti for the crowd. Yachya devo parar bhakti, yada devo tata guruhu, tasmat kathidarthaya prakashante mahatmanaha. A person should be devoted to the Lord. A person should also be devoted to his guru. But when the devotion to the guru is no less than that of the Lord, or it is equal to that of the Lord, prakashante mahatmanaha, that's the time when he will shine like a mahatma. We need such type of devotion to you, Swamiji, as much or no less than what we have for the great master, for the great guru. Acharya Goswami Tulsidas says, talking about bhakti, yaya asad dravam dravati, by which even that ordinary stone idol will melt. That type of bhakti you should give it to us. We belong to a yuga where we can't get anything unless we give back something. We can ask of him for bhakti. What is it that we are going to give to him? What is that commitment that we can make to him on an occasion like this to take that bhakti from him? Na jatuhu na kamat na bayat na lobat dharmatyajet jivitasyopi. All his lifetime of these 80 years, 60 years in particular, his only mission has been upholding dharma. Na jatuhu, not by caste, not by creed, not even by material wealth can we ensure destruction of dharma. Even at the cost of our life, we should uphold dharma. That is the commitment we should make to him when we ask of him to give that bhakti to us. Valluvan says, talking about people, Pirappokum illa uirukkum Shirappova seidhoirukku vetmayan. All of us are unequal, including the Swamiji. But distinctions are made not on the basis of birth, but on the basis of accomplishments. On the basis of what you achieve during your lifetime. Of the goals of life that you achieve. Speaking about goals of life, Adi Shankara says, Aswarupanodaha, realization of oneself is the purpose of life. And that realization will not come unless you have a guru, unless you have a preceptor. It is this Margadarshi that will lead you to the realization of the purpose of life. And that's what makes Swami distinguished. And his self-service that he has given to the Adi may continue. May the Jagan Mata shed her grace on him. May she give him 100 years, Jivet Charatashtatam. There is a selfish interest for all of us here. Who radiates his blessings, who shall live and take his blessings from him. Thank you and God bless you all.